You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Playing the Numbers Podcast. We got an interesting episode. We got some stuff to talk about. Trevor Bauer finally speaks out after 2 months of silence about his situation. We'll get into that. We had Tyler Gilbert, left-handed starter for the D-backs, throw a no-hitter in his first major league start. And the NL wild card, which a lot of people thought was going to be the Dodgers and Padres, is looking like it's up for grabs a little bit, that second spot. I'm Avery Redd, joined by my co-host, Shane Mohan. Let's get into the numbers. All right, Theanator. I got the National League, my friend.
Let's get into it.
All right, let's do it. We got the Reds and the Phils. The Reds are going to take this series 2-1. They knocked around Wheeler a bit. I have to say, I was surprised.
I was past to say the least. I mean, I didn't catch most of these series I was working, but, and yeah, they got the fucking blackout if you're not in front of a goddamn cable box. So I wasn't able to watch it, but I heard it was pretty fucking terrible. I heard the umps sucked in the series.
Well,
I heard a lot of shit didn't go our way.
The Reds are now 2.5 games behind the Pods for that wild card spot. We'll be interesting to see if they can make a playoff push. Then we got the Dodgers, the Mets. Dodgers pull off the 3-game sweep in New York, sweeping the Mets. We love it.
Good stuff.
We love it. The Bravos got another sweep here. They sweep the Nats in Nats Park. We don't love it, but it's getting us closer to that draft pick. So,
nah, that one sucked. You guys need to at least try a little bit. I'm sick of this shit.
7 straight for us now. But it's all right. We love it. Cubs, Fishies. The Fishies sweep the Cubbies, which is their 11th straight loss, which is the second 11-game losing streak the Cubs have had of the season. That's rough. That is rough.
Yeah. Definitely tough being a Cubbies fan this year.
The Cubbies. Yeah, it is. But I've heard they could still be players in the offseason, so we'll see. We got the Brew Crew and the Rats, the Pirates. Brew Crew handles them 2-1 in Pittsburgh. They're now 72-47, looking like they're running away with that division. Padres, D-backs. Arizona takes them down 3-1. This Padres team is looking soft. Arizona, of course, like we said, the no-hitter from Tyler Gilbert. First major league start, 27 years old. Originally drafted by the Phillies, of course.
And leave it to us. Leave it to us to give up a future stud.
Well, I think he's probably a one-hit wonder, but we'll see. That was fucking awesome. And then finally, for the last series, we got the Giants and Rockies in San Fran. Rockies lose that series 3-1 to the Giants. Giants are now 76-42, still the best record in baseball, and I cannot believe it. But they get Longoria back. I mean, they're looking good. They're looking like they're ready to take this division.
Best team in baseball.
They are. They are. Now you can move on to the American League when you're ready.
All right. Let's start it off with the Jays and the M's over in Seattle. Seattle takes the 2-1 win. That was big for them. Blue Jays are a tough test. I think you really, when you go up against the Jays, you really know where you stand as a squad.
Yeah, they're a great team. And I think they're a little better than their record indicates right now. But, I mean, both of these teams are still in the wild card race. Toronto's 4.5 out. Seattle's 5.5 out. So that wild card in the AL is not, it's not locked yet either.
Nice ground game for the M's. Let's move on to the Stros and the Angels. Houston takes it 2-1 in Angel Stadium. Nice dubs there. They're looking at those. The Stros are looking pretty good. And I hate to say it, and this, like I say, nothing to do with the trash cans. I just want to see a new team. in the AL West. But we'll move on to the A's soon. They're still fighting. Yanks and White Sox. That was great. Field of Dreams. So where did they play the next two games? Was it?
It was in Chicago for the next
Chicago,
two.
Okay. Okay.
Yankees take it.
Yeah. Yeah, Yankees took it. They're trying to silence the haters out there. But
yeah, they've been playing some good baseball lately. They're only 5.5 out of the East.
Yeah, but they're getting closer to 500, which is my opinion. If you're 500, you're not. I'll be damned if a 500 team makes the playoffs.
These are not close to 500.
They're 65
and 52.
I mean, that's somewhat close, I'd say. Definitely a good record, but
it's a good record. I think they have a shot at making the playoffs. I hope they don't, but they got a shot.
Into Rays and Twins. Twinkies take it 2-1. They're actually they're fucked. What am I saying, actually? Twins are fucked. Rays move on to 71-47. Well done, Rays. I'm pulling for them. Keep it up. Moving on to the A's in Texas. Rangers. Texas wins it 2-1. Not good for the A's. I want them. I'm pulling for them. But when you give up series like this, you kind of know that any dubs they have are false hope. But there's still a nice shot for him. 68-50 is a decent record rolling into the middle of August.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Indians and Tigers next series over in Detroit. This is where we had a potential perfect game from Tristan McKenzie, but it was blown in the bottom of the eighth with two outs.
Yeah, that was rough.
Would have been cool. Actually, I found this out. 9 years ago on the same day, which was yesterday, was King Felix's perfect game.
So, yeah, that was awesome. That would have been cool if he did it on the same day, but I'm kind of glad he didn't.
Yeah. And Cleveland takes a series 2-1. Not really mattering, but nonetheless, it was a series, and it's two pro teams going at it. Moving on to the O's and the Red Sox, Boston gets the obvious sweep here, 3-0. Moves on to 69-51. O's are looking for that first draft pick. Probably not going to get it. D-backs are looking like they'll run away with it. And that is battle of the shitter if I've ever seen it. But that concludes the AL. And I'll get the interleague in real quick. Just one series. Cardinals and Royals over in KC. St. Louis gets the sweep. And their wild card odds are skyrocketing.
Yeah, six straight for St. Louis. They get Jack Flaherty back. Nade's been playing well. I guess they're not completely out of it right now. I mean, I still don't think they're a playoff caliber team, but never say die.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go into power rankings and go over some things. My ass has to get into Best Buy and over to work.
Yeah, we got some power rankings. Kind of the same as last week. I switched them up a bit for mine, but I got the Giants still in that number one spot. Dodgers 2. Astros 3. Rays in the 4 hole. Brew Crew 5. White Sox 6. The A's 7. Red Sox 8. Padres 9. And the Reds squeaking in for the first time at the 10 spot.
Very interesting. I had the first three were the same. White Sox 4, Rays 5, Brewers 6, Bo Sox 7. I moved the Pods down to 8. Yankees 9. Probably should have put the A's there. And the Braves 10. Because, yeah, I got to give them some credit, man. With all the hiccups they've had this year, I did not expect them to be in first place right now.
Max, I got to hand it to them. No Ozuna, no Acuna, no Soroka. And they went out, they picked up some guys, Duvall, Soler.
Peterson,
yeah, and they're making it work.
Yeah. No, I have to tip my cap and give them the 10 spot.
Crappy team.
So let's talk about Tatis and his incredible comeback.
Yeah, that was crazy. He goes What is he? I know he was 3 for 3, but he probably got another at bat. So let's check out his final line in his first game back.
2 fucking nukes.
Ridiculous. He went 4 for 5.
He's a superhero.
4 for 5 with 3 runs, 4 ribbies, 2 nukes, and a double.
That's insane.
In his first game back, I mean, this guy's MVP.
Yeah, he's got to be. As much as he wanted to see Harper get it, it's got to be Tatis. He's deserved it.
And we also got to talk about this Bowers balls nonsense. So,
From what I
heard on his Twitter post and the messages he put out, so what I saw, I should say, this chick sounds like she's fucked, and Bauer told her to buzz off, and now she's pissed off and tried making a big deal about it. So I honestly think Bauer's going to be good. And in the whole thing, I don't think he comes back and pitches this year, but next year I'm sure he'll be back. So yeah, I think Bauer winds up being good in the whole situation. I mean, innocent till proven guilty in my books. And from the shit, all the information that I've seen, and if I was on the jury, I'd say he's innocent. Sounds like she's money hungry as shit.
Yeah, that's cool and all, you know. Bauer wins, chick loses, she's fucked in the head. But we got a different problem on our hands. Where's this guy going to go? What is he going to do when they say you are not guilty, you're innocent? Because this guy could help any fucking ball club get to the playoffs.
Well, I don't know how that works, because I'm pretty sure he has an option for next year, but I don't think it's a club option. So, I don't know how that would work. If I guess he would just stay with the Dodgers. Because he's not declining.
Oh, they didn't release him?
No, he's just on like administration leave.
Wow.
So, he'll probably just stay with the Dodgers for now. But I don't expect to see him back pitching in 2021.
You really think so?
I don't think so. Because the case isn't even over yet, and it's already about to be September, or halfway through August. So, I'm not sure, but interesting shit. Glad he actually came up and said something. We got Garrett. What?
What'd he say?
He just posted all those messages, and like he went on Twitter. Let me bring up the tweet.
Oh, I thought you said Vladdy said something.
No. Bauer. Bauer posted a tweet and said, "While I have allowed my representatives to speak on my behalf over the last 6 weeks, I can no longer be silent. I will speak very candidly about the current petition when appropriate, but need to address the allegations made today in the Washington Post." And then he got all these messages up.
Yeah, let's read them to the fans, because I didn't see these messages, so I'd like to hear.
Well, it's
myself.
Like a whole minute-long video just scrolling messages, but the moral of the story is this chick was supposed to come see him, and he said he was busy and he had plans with his mom and he had a game every day that week, and she was saying how she wanted to drive there and see him, and he wasn't answering her, so then she just left to drive there to see him, and then he answered and he was like, "You're not coming here," and it's like a 3-hour drive, and she's like, "Oh, I have nowhere to go, I need to stay. You're ignoring me." And he was literally like in the dugout, he said, and he was like, "I come to the clubhouse to check my phone, and all I see is this saying, I'm ignoring you. And I don't know, bitch just sounds like a psycho. And he was just like, "Well, you're not," he was like, "get a hotel not in downtown because it's dangerous." And then eventually he wound up paying for her hotel. And then she was still bitching, like, "Can I just come over to see you and say goodbye?" And he was like, "No."
Watch out for those social media bitches.
Facts. She literally was blowing his fucking phone up. He literally just, he sent her an address and just said, "You have a room. Goodbye."
I know what it's like, Bows. I know what it's like.
Well, we'll see what he gets. We'll see what comes about of that shit. And then, yeah, we got that Tyler Gilbert guy. Congrats to him. And this NL wild card race, I'm looking forward to seeing how it pans out. I personally, I don't know if San Diego, I don't know if they got it. They do have Tatis back now, though.
San Diego.
Y'all headed anywhere but the Kearns.
Daniel Camarena, he plays for San Diego.
Shut up.
No shit. No shit.
Yeah, dude, that announcer is funny as shit. Tatis, fuck the ball, Superman. I just saw the hot. You know when you're watching shit on that bat and they show you like highlights when it's on the commercial?
Yeah.
I just saw the Wade Miley one. It was wizardry from Wade Miley.
It was a good game for the old head. Tip my cap.
Wizardry.
Wizardry, yep.
All right. Well, I know your ass has to get to work and I'm about to take a shower and get ready for work myself. So.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys on Monday.
We will.
Enjoy the weekend.
Wait, no. Today's Monday. We'll see him on Friday.
Wow.
Holy shit. Guys, on Friday.
On Friday.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.